Good morning, and welcome to today's edition of Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town is a daily program that airs Monday through Friday mornings at this time here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day, we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boynton Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Mark Carlson, who's president of the Northwest Iowa Amateur Radio Club. You may know them better as HAMS. And we will talk with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa Region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including business and exercise science and kinesiology. At NCC, your success is our story.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to Talk of the Town. In studio this morning with me is Mark Carlson from the Northwest Iowa Amateur Radio Club. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning, Tom.
It's not quite as chilly as yesterday, so that's always good with me.
I noticed the wind isn't blowing and the flags are at half mast still for Mr. Carter.
I think that's a month-long thing.
Oh, goodness.
I believe. So, yeah, they will stay at half staff for
I appreciate
a while.
Mr. Carter and... was a young dude when he was president, but he signed a law that allows me to create beer in my basement legally. So it's a really great thing.
Well, I was going to say, you could always create beer in your basement. You just didn't want to get caught. And he did great work after his presidency as
sure
well
did.
With Habitat for Humanity and all that that good stuff. So a great deal of respect for Jimmy Carter. Even if you didn't agree with his politics or agree with him as president, you have to respect the work he did, the humanitarian work that he did.
Absolutely.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about amateur radio, or as more commonly referred to, ham radio.
Ham radio, correct. Yeah.
And that's a hobby. There are a lot of people in this part of the country that have that hobby.
Well, it's a great way to recreate, but it's also a great way to stay connected in emergencies too, Tom.
Absolutely. You know, if the phone systems go down, the cell towers go down, as long as you have power to power your radio, you will still be able to communicate outside of the disaster area, so to speak.
Right. Survivability of your antenna might be an in doubt thing if we have a tornado, but that's more of a local thing, and the hams outside your community would then be able to provide that, pick up that comm.
And you still have the handheld radios that don't require the big tower.
Right.
They don't obviously have the range that the ones connected to the tower do, but still usable. So, yeah. But let's talk just a little bit about the hobby and all the different aspects. I mean, you can... Any interest that you have in communications, basically, you can satisfy that curiosity or that knowledge with ham radio.
Right. It's a really wide and diverse hobby. It's I could talk about maybe some aspects of it, but there's things going on in ham radio that I may never do. For example, one is bouncing your signal off the moon and back to Earth to talk to hams as the Earth rotates or spins to talk to somebody else on the other side of the world. So
yeah, because line of sight is a little tough to to accomplish to the other side of the world. But there are, most people don't know, there are quite a few, and that's the number I'm going to use, quite a few ham satellites in orbit.
Right. I think last time I checked, maybe we had 19 amateur radio satellites. If you want to know more about that, you might look up the, take your Google to amsat.org.
Okay.
And that would help you learn more about ham radio satellites.
And those are there specifically to bounce signal to places you can't reach with line of sight.
Right, correct. And also pass some data.
So, okay. Excuse me. Now, there are various various radio frequency bands that are covered by different license levels. Tell me a little about that.
Right. Well, in the United States, you start out as a technician level right now. That's a 35 question test. It's multiple choice answer. And it authorizes you one HF band and all the VHF, UHF bands. And that's a good thing because here in Northwest Iowa, you can get on the local repeaters or regional repeaters mm-hmm. and enjoy conversations from Sioux Falls to Cherokee to Sioux City to Windham without leaving your chair.
And talking about the VHF, that is the 140 to, well, my brain is just not working this morning.
Right. Tom, it goes from 144 to 148, and it's just above the broadcast band.
Right.
Or maybe even the aircraft band there.
Okay. Right above the broadcast band, right below the public safety band. So,
correct.
Because
yeah.
those are in the 150s, or starting in the 150s at least. And then there are, you mentioned the high frequency. What frequency range are those?
Your high frequency starts, it's very interesting to me to note that right above the AM broadcast band at 160 meters or 1.8 megahertz.
Okay.
So just above the frequency of your radio station and going all the way up to 30 megahertz, just above the CB band a little ways
okay.
before it switches over to VHF.
Okay. And then UHF, of course, which is ultra high frequency, that is in the 400 megahertz range.
Right. For some reason, our bands are measured out in meters, and so we refer to that as the 70-centimeter band, or we often call it 440. Mm-hmm. And we have a repeater on that band on the top of the water tower and right down the road here in Sanborn, Iowa.
Okay.
With good coverage.
Okay. And the meter thing, of course, is the length of the audio wave. Now, we're getting a little technical for Talk of the Town, but... you know, you're talking wavelength, that is actually the length of the actual audio wave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I don't mean to get all geeky here on a cold morning in Sheldon.
But I have a tendency to do that as well.
it's a great world. Now, if I go back to high frequency for a minute, and that might be the more interesting band people want to know about, Tom. That's mm-hmm. where the worldwide propagation is possible.
Okay.
Different things happen in day and different things happen at night. But
yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Tell me a little bit about the local organization. In fact, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and we'll talk about the local organization when we come back, he says, looking at the clock.
Nick Liskeen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We're here with Mark Carlson of the Northwest Iowa Amateur Radio Club. And first of all, you got hams all over Northwest Iowa.
We do. Our club is really lucky. We found a home at NCC. They've been able to provide a meeting place for, I don't know, over a decade and then some. And we have hams attending our meetings coming from Slayton, Estherville, many from Lamar's, occasionally Beaver Creek, Minnesota, or maybe Sioux Falls.
Yeah. I know I got an old friend. Well, yeah, he's old. He's my age. Up at the Lakes, who was a member of the club, Dan Rogers.
Right.
And so he's a member of the club. Also, folks that are listening might recognize this name. Scott Van Artsen from Rock Rapids is a member of the organization as well.
Yeah, he's been a key figure from the beginning of this club back in the 90s, and we actually met in Rock Rapids at the library for a little while.
Okay. Now, you meet every month. What are some of the things that you do as a club?
Their meetings are fourth Tuesdays at 7 p.m. out in C Building at NCC, and right now we've been discussing a lot of repeater talk as we had moved one of our main repeaters, and we've got a new home for it, so it's been some talk about the technical aspects of putting it back on the air, but we've also been working hard to help new people in the hobby.
And so we're talking about the meetings. Let's talk about new people in the hobby. You have the meeting this month at on the fourth Tuesday, which is that's just the last half of the year on Larry's calendar. So the fourth Tuesday of this month is at the Pizza Ranch in Sheldon at, you said 7 o'clock, correct? Yeah,
that's right.
And that's, anybody can come and they can find out what the whole thing's about.
The fourth Tuesday would be the 28th, and we really invite the public to come. Bring a friend or 20. Bring your spouse. Bring your kids. Mm-hmm. Have some pizza, and it's a very brief meeting, and it's more getting to know each other's family and talk about maybe a little bit about what we're going to do in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you personally, I know, are one of the people that can administer the tests so if somebody can get their license, correct?
Right, Tom. I'm known as a VE, or those people are known as VEs or Victor Echoes. We administer the tests locally here at mm-hmm. NCC at usually 1 hour prior to our meetings.
Okay.
And I think I've done more than 50 tests, 50 exams here. That's a lot.
Should have been 51 or more, but, you know, we've been talking about that for 2 or 3 years. Anyway, yeah, this fourth Tuesday, the 28th of January at Sheldon Pizza Ranch, 7 o'clock, come out and find out what it's all about. And, you know, there are some, you might, if you get into the hobby, get to talk to some rather famous people, like, remember Tim Allen from Home Improvement and then from Last Man Standing? Got another series coming out, I'm told, but Mr. He is an amateur radio operator. Let's see, Joe Walsh, musician and the rocker Joe Walsh, is an amateur radio operator. Several around the area, Dr. Spronk is an amateur. We talked about Scott, Robert Hoding of Little Rock, some that are no longer with us, or we call Silent Keys, would be Phil Mastbergen and Bernie Boone. They were both amateur radio operators. Another amateur radio operator that lived here for round numbers forever and then moved to Texas and recently moved back to Iowa would be Jim Short. Super, super guy. Worked for the telephone company for 112 years or so.
Yeah, KV5S or Kilo Victor 5 Sierra. Jim did really good work for the Amateur Radio Club to keep it going over his time here. And I think one of his companions, also a silent key now, Jim Carden, a member of our Ham Radio Club, noting him, he talked to us about one of his interesting ham radio contacts, talking to a U.S. Navy submarine out at sea one day, and that he said the Navy operator said, "Oh, got to take a break. I'll be right back. Stay on this frequency." And he came back, and then they were submerged. So, and he had the card to prove it. So I don't think that could ever be repeated.
That's very cool. Other area guys, talking about silent keys, and that is the terminology for amateur radio operators who have passed. From Ashton, one of my good friends, who, when he got into it, bought Jim Short's equipment, was Tim Christensen, who worked part-time for us several years ago. Tim Christensen, great guy, miss him dearly. But a lot of area people and a lot of famous people who are amateur radio operators, and the famous people like Joe Walsh and Tim Allen and Art Bell, you could conceivably talk to any of those guys.
You wouldn't even know it, because you would hear a station on the air maybe with a good signal, and you would just be trying to make, you know, contact with them, not realizing you're talking to a VIP. I talked to a big-time shortwave broadcast guy, Arne Coro, CO2KK. He's also a silent key recently, and he'd been on the shortwave bands of Radio Havana for many decades with an amateur radio program that everybody knew. And I think I was sweating when I had that contact on 10 meters on a Sunday afternoon. But his English was great. And that's another neat thing, talking to people around the world. Most of them speak good English or reasonably good English.
A lot of them probably speak better English than we do.
Much better than I do.
Oh, man, I can identify with that. But all kinds of stuff, something for every interest in the ham or the amateur radio world. Stations that you talked about, the submarine, Indianapolis 500. Tell me about that.
Right. Every year, and this is what really draws me into ham radio, the special event stations like county fairs, state fairs, or celebrations, Sheldon, for example. But the Indianapolis 500, every year they have a special event station, they call it, with a special call sign. I'm trying to remember what it is, but they're on for like a week, and you can catch them in the afternoons and evenings if you're lucky. Sometimes there's what's called a pileup, and you hear many stations calling, trying to make, trying to get in and talk to the operators. So it's a lot of fun. Last time I talked to the special event station there, I talked to one of the trophy girls on the microphone. So it was really cool.
Fantastic. And now the amateur radio call signals, of course, are assigned by the Federal Communications Commission, and those consist of a group of letters and one number, correct?
Right. So I'm Kilo Bravo Zero November Mike Quebec, KB0NNQ, and the K identifies me as a U.S. call sign, but we also have a group of assigned letters as W's, kind of like WNAX. We have the Ham Radio Club has a W call, W0VHQ.
Okay.
And we can also use the letter A. I think that's our call group.
When I was a kid, we're talking teenager, the guy across the alley, WE0ETW was his call sign. And never forget that, because he had it on his license plates. A lot of the amateur operators do. You see these funky-looking license plates. That's a ham operator. Not all of them of you guys do, but some do on their vehicles.
Right. The state has done us a really great favor and offered us those ham license plates at a discount, kind of, I guess. So it saves you a buck or two, and it looks terrific on my pickup.
There you go. Personalized plate, and you don't have to worry about getting the DOT to approve what you're putting on it. Okay. Northwest Iowa Amateur Radio Club, January 28th at the Pizza Ranch at 7 o'clock. If you have any interest or you'd like to learn more, come on out and join them. Mark, thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. This has been fascinating, And we will talk again. Take care, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Mark Carlson from the Northwest Iowa Amateur Radio Club, and I'll be back after this.
Enjoying the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menus of appetizers, handmade pizzas, and mouth-watering steaks, along with sides to bring you back for a return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open, 11 to close, Thursday through Sunday. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
That is today's Talk of the Town. Thank you for joining us. Talk of the Town brought to you by Maintainer Corporation of Iowa, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning on Talk of the Town at 8:30 a.m. right here on Kiowa FM. Tomorrow, we will have a couple of gentlemen from the Bargain Alley in Hull joining us for Talk of the Town. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 8:30.